Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jackie Moore. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second, with Causey covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Gentile for the double play. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Donohue bunts in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Aguirre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Charles moves to second. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Demeter bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood pinch hits for Jackie Moore. Fred Talbot now pitching. Gates Brown pinch hits for Jake Wood. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Sullivan now catching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sherry now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campaneris moves to third. Charles moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Doc Edwards. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian takes first base on ball four. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Fred Talbot. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.